Damon Witten's joined us now, and, you know, we just talked about it. That's got to be a really stinging loss right there. You played a heck of a hockey game, almost a perfect road game, until they tied it in the third period. You lose it in double overtime. You get 1 point out of it, so you're still tied for fifth place with Ferris State, which beat Bowling Green 5-0 tonight. Man, that victory was right there. 2-0, 6 minutes into the third period for the Lakers. They tied on two goals from defensemen, and they win it in double overtime, and a lot of energy expended by your team in this game tonight.
Yeah, you know what? I really liked our effort. I'm real proud. I thought the guys played extremely well. Obviously, you know, we lose Brendan McKay somewhat early on, and it plays a little havoc on the bench there a little bit. But I thought guys played, you know, through everything that's gone on, travel, suspensions, illness. I thought we really laid it out there and played extremely well. The good news is the guys feel like it's a loss, and they're kind of devastated in there a little bit, which is a good thing to, you know, to feel that bite. It's a tie, you know, and it's a critical road point. And, you know, you got to come in here and find a way to get points. Obviously, we want three and there are six, but, you know, we found a way to get some points, and that's important. And, you know, I really like the effort. A lot of ways, you know, one mistake, and that's the game, you know, and that's been us for a little bit through some of this inexperience. You know, one real horrendous turnover leads to their first goal, and they get life and energy and have a little bit of a push there. But I thought we played well. A lot of guys played really well.
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard for me to say somebody didn't do a good job tonight. We talked several times during the play. We had Mike Ryman up here doing color in the third period of the game, but Mitch Holtz tonight, he probably should have had four goals. He had one, but he had some other great chances, and I'm not faulting him on anything. He did his best to do what he could do with it. But, boy, in the second period there, he got in wide open. He tried to go under the crossbar, and he flipped it just over the bar and over top the net. That would have made it 2-0 at the time. He had a great chance in the third period and a tremendous chance in the first overtime. And a lot of guys played really, really well. I can't say that anybody did a bad job in this game tonight.
Yeah, no, I like it. I know, you know, coming into what, late last year, we had never beaten this program in our history of playing. It's not a, you know, extremely long history with different leagues and Mankato being new to the scene. But in our last six, we're 2-3-1. And, you know, I can tell you what, coming in here 2 years ago in our first year, those were long nights where you're getting, you know, really pummeled on the shot clock, time of possession. And, you know, we've made big strides, and we can play with this team and get points and beat this team. So, you know, the progress is there, you know, and now, again, I thought tonight, you know, should have been a win. You know, that turnover, again, just totally changed the complexion of that game. I really like the start to our third period. We hadn't given them really anything. They had no life, no energy. And, again, just a real, you know, bad turnover just outside of our blue line. They come down, and all of a sudden they've got life and energy, and you know, that's the difference. And our margin of error is not big enough to overcome those, and you know, we got to have individuals that can't have those major mistakes.
Yeah, it's tough to lose like that. It really stings when you lose an overtime game, and especially when you had a 2-0 lead in the third period. Gage's goal was a dandy. Luke Morgan, again, he just gets better and better every game.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Luke had a tremendous weekend. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about those young guys and, you know, Humitz, Morgan, you look at Bindulis, you look at Sackerman, you know, really, you know, Chris wasn't quite ready coming back to the second half, but since he's been back, those freshmen in particular, you know, they've played going into Omaha, coming into Mankato. They can play with pace. They compete. They're strong. And so I thought they've done a really good job. And, you know, tough building to play in. Good team. Great crowds here. So I like the way they played. I like the way we played mostly as a team as well. You know, the 3-on-3. Moments before they score, Josh Hanke comes in 2-on-1. We had a perfect angle on the bench. You guys might have seen it too here. He had the short side, had him beat, and the puck kind of jumped on him or just didn't get the wood he wanted. But Luke Morgan set it up with tremendous speed to make it a 2-on-1. And, you know, there's that game of inches. The one turnover changes it to an overtime game. That 2-on-1, we come down, and again, we had this perfect sight line, and short side was wide open. I think 9 times out of 10, JT scores that. We don't. They come down and they kind of get one through, I think, an armpit, and you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. But proud of the effort, and you know, disappointed we didn't get more points out of it. But I thought our guys played, competed, battled extremely hard. You know, through a long road trip, through the illness and the suspensions. You know, and I thought we played well late in this game. So.
Well, we got a hockey show to do on Tuesday night. We'll talk about this one, and you're off next weekend. So other teams behind you, like Alaska, for instance, which does play next weekend, and Ferris State can move ahead. But I think Ferris State's actually off next weekend, same as Lakers. So they're tied right now, and you've done a good job here in these recent games. This team played, I thought, really, really well tonight. It's just unfortunate. We had 4,000 people in this building. It was a loud crowd, especially when they scored to get on the board. And that kind of got them a little extra momentum.
Yeah, and I don't know how you felt up here, but, you know, on the bench, obviously you don't get to just kind of sit and enjoy the game. But I thought the pace, the skill, I thought it was a good hockey game. And, you know, it sounded like the fans were entertained. Obviously, when they get back into it, gives them some life. But, again, I'm encouraged with where we're at again. Obviously, a tremendous start to the season. And then I think things obviously went off the rails there a little bit with all the success we had and didn't handle that well. But I think we're figuring out, once again, the way we need to play to be successful. I'm not sure our record over our last 6-8 games, but I know we're right around 500 or, you know, something just under maybe a game. So I think we're getting back on track and playing the right way. I wish we had a couple maybe experienced defensemen that we could put out there late and a couple seniors that could close that game out and avoid that turnover and that mistake. But that's not who we are right now. We trudge forward and grind through it, and I'm proud. I'll take the effort from our team this weekend.
A lot of guys did a good job in this game, though. I was really happy with Kyle Chatham for 3 periods plus, Colin Sackleman, Aiden Wright. Aiden Wright played a really good game, I thought. Now, he may have made a mistake here and there, but they got the puck out when they had to, and losing McKay didn't help us. You had to go and stick out Gelsinger and Humitz and various people, Luke Morgan, to play with Hand and Nenendahl to give them some time. And they did a good job, too. Jake Hand played well again tonight, I thought.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he got lost in the shuffle there a little bit late. But I thought Jake, had a good weekend for sure. And, you know, I really liked that line tonight up until the penalty, which I did not think was contact to the head. Maybe a 2 and maybe a 5, but no game misconduct. But that's disruptive because I thought that line was giving us some very quality minutes. Giving us that big body presence, playing down low in the offensive zone. So I liked Braden's game. I liked Jake's game. I thought Nenendahl played well. I thought a penalty killer did a tremendous job. You know, that 5-minute penalty kill.
Mm-hmm.
I think one grade A on 5 minutes straight. So a really good job by a penalty killers. You know, we don't win special teams again. We go 0-3. They go 0-3. We got to punch one in. We got to punch one in, and that's the difference in the hockey game. So we continue to be, not as good as we want to be there.
Well, the team is playing well, though, and now they'll take a week off. Any injuries or illness you got will take, maybe we can get over all that stuff, and you've got Anchorage coming to town in 2 weeks, and that'll be just a huge weekend. And we got to play like we did here tonight. And if we do, we're going to have success against the Seawolves.
Yeah, and again, I think we're back there. I think, that early success was, I've got to do a better job as a staff, handling it. We tried to address it early on. But, the way we were scoring, the power play, I think guys just said, okay, it's our turn. It's going to be easy. And obviously the game does not work that way. But we're back. We're back to understanding how important every shift is, the compete level. And, this is a good team. This team's been, they're the top of our league. They're tough at home. So, disappointed we don't come out with more points, but encouraged by the play, especially, again, our young guys, which is pretty much everybody. They can come in and play against a team like this. And, again, years past, we couldn't do that. So we've taken some big steps, and, hopefully we can keep learning and growing as we look to finish this.
Yeah, season. It was so big tonight to get Diego back in there and Gus. They played really well, both of them, and it made Terrell a better player. And Gage, another day getting well and getting hydrated properly. I thought he played much better tonight, and he got a big goal.
Yeah, great goal, and I haven't seen it fully. I saw it up in the overhead clock a little bit. I was down talking to some guys, but I think, what really stands out, obviously Diego and Gus are very experienced players for us. Diego's only a sophomore, but, Gus is a senior. He's played everywhere, every top team in the country. But the pace of this game, you notice them, their first half or maybe the first period, to step on the ice after a night off is not easy. And they showed it early on in the first period. The pace, they just weren't ready for it. It's very difficult to mimic that in practice and to be ready when you're off Friday night. But I thought after that first period they adjusted well, and they're very important to our team. So hopefully there's no more DQs in our future, and we'll have our full roster ready to play when we get back to it in a couple weeks.
All right. We'll be going home here tonight and tomorrow, and then getting ready to play against Anchorage. Don't forget the Laker Hockey Show this Tuesday live from the Antlers at 6. Damon, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.